Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть, на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start.
So, Diana, I would like to ask you a few questions about your school because it was 50 years ago. So, my first question, did you go to a comprehensive school in London?
No, I didn't. I went to a grammar school.
Oh, a grammar school. Right, I see. Can you remember what sort of size were the classes?
Yes, I remember very well. There were about 40 in most of the classes.
Mm-hmm. Right, I see. And can you remember before the exam years, in perhaps the first 3 years of school, what subjects were compulsory at your school?
Oh, dear. Well, English was compulsory, math, geography, history and sport.
I see. Quite a lot. And when it came to the exams, how many O levels were you able to take?
What do you mean? Me personally or everybody?
Anybody. I mean, was there a maximum number of exams?
Well, I took 8. I think some people took 9. I don't think anybody took more than that in 1 year.
A more general question. How did you feel about discipline levels at school? Did you feel it was very strong, the discipline, firm?
Yes, I remember certain teachers that we felt were unable to keep it. And, of course, we took advantage of that. But, basically, I think it was rather well done. Not too much, really.
Was there any physical punishment?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Did you have to wear a uniform?
Yes.
In all years?
No, sixth form didn't have to. But from years 1 to 5, it was compulsory.
What sort of uniform?
A blue tunic, blouse and tie.
Right.
But actually they did change it sort of halfway through. They allowed us to wear trousers in the winter, because this was a girls' school, remember?
Right, yeah, I see. And one final thing. Back in the first, say, 3 years of grammar school, how often did you have exams?
At the end of every term.
Mm-hmm, so 3 times a year. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
So, Diana, I would like to ask you a few questions about your school because it was 50 years ago. So, my first question, did you go to a comprehensive school in London?
No, I didn't. I went to a grammar school.
Oh, a grammar school. Right, I see. Can you remember what sort of size were the classes?
Yes, I remember very well. There were about 40 in most of the classes.
Mm-hmm. Right, I see. And can you remember before the exam years, in perhaps the first 3 years of school, what subjects were compulsory at your school?
Oh, dear. Well, English was compulsory, math, geography, history and sport.
I see. Quite a lot. And when it came to the exams, how many O levels were you able to take?
What do you mean? Me personally or everybody?
Anybody. I mean, was there a maximum number of exams?
Well, I took 8. I think some people took 9. I don't think anybody took more than that in 1 year.
A more general question. How did you feel about discipline levels at school? Did you feel it was very strong, the discipline, firm?
Yes, I remember certain teachers that we felt were unable to keep it, and of course we took advantage of that. But basically I think it was rather well done. Not too much, really.
Was there any physical punishment?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Did you have to wear a uniform?
Yes.
In all years?
No, sixth form didn't have to, but from years 1 to 5 it was compulsory.
What sort of uniform?
A blue tunic, blouse and tie.
Right.
But actually they did change it sort of halfway through. They allowed us to wear trousers in the winter, because this was a girls' school, remember?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I see. And one final thing. Back in the first, say, 3 years of grammar school, how often did you have exams?
At the end of every term.
So 3 times a year. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.